Welcome to the Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast, featuring topics of interest to people who live, work, and play in Oakland County.
Keeping young drivers safe while on the road is the purpose of the STOP program. STOP stands for Sheriffs Telling Our Parents and Promoting Educated Drivers. The program was developed for the state by the Michigan Sheriffs Association. This program is a way to help inform parents about their child's unsafe driving. I'm Pam Zawissa, and today we are joined with Sheriff Michael Bouchard, who is going to talk to us about how parents can get involved to keep their children safe while on the roads. Can you tell us what is the STOP program?
The STOP program is a program that was initiated by the Michigan Sheriffs Association, the sheriffs in Michigan partnering up with AAA, to try to create a program that would help keep young drivers, teenage drivers, more safe in what we clearly know statistically is a dangerous time in their life. Statistically, in that age between 16 and 21, one of the greatest causes of death will be automobile accidents, unfortunately. And so we know that, we understand that. The graduated licensing changes to try to give people more skills and training and education and experience behind the wheel were passed actually when I was still a state senator. And those have helped a lot, but there's still more that we can do and should do, and this is one of those programs that we've created that's voluntary in nature. It actually formalizes a program, or actually a technique that I've used for many, many years as a patrol officer, a police officer. Oftentimes I'll stop someone, a young person, a teenager, for doing something, and I'll call their parents right from the road and say, you know, I've got Tom or Sue or whatever the teenager's name is on the side of the road, and I wanted to talk to you, the parent, to let you know, number one. And then if I sense from the parent that they're going to take a hold of the situation and correct that dangerous driving behavior, I typically let them off with a warning, because more than likely mom and dad are going to be way tougher than me. And more importantly, mom and dad care more about correcting that behavior than anybody on this planet. They want their son or daughter to grow up safely, and they want to make sure that their driving allows that to occur. And so this program formalizes that by allowing parents to sign up for a program that puts a sticker on the car that in essence is a big stop sign. Not big, it's actually not that big at all, so it's not ugly or obtrusive, but it puts a sticker on a car that says stopped. And it's in essence a program that says if your child is stopped by a police officer in a participating agency, and we've partnered up with many of the police departments in Oakland County, any of my deputies, and as a matter of fact, any department in the whole state that is a participant, if they stop your child, you'll receive a notification from the Sheriff's Association of when your child was stopped, where they were stopped, and what they were doing. So you're informed. One of the most recent situations where I stopped a young driver myself for some very dangerous driving behavior, slamming on the brakes, cutting in front of traffic, trying to make a turn that they should have gone past and come back, and rather than put everybody at risk. When I stopped that young teenager, he told me he had received a ticket already in his young driving career. When I talked to his mom on the phone, she was real pleased to know about the stop that I had him on at that moment, and she was not ever told or made aware of the ticket he had already got. So she was real appreciative to understand that his driving had brought dangerous consequences to the attention of myself and other police officers in the past, and she needed to become more involved as a parent. And that's exactly what we're looking for, so that parents are empowered with that information and can help their teenager get through that very dangerous time frame. So they can go to our website, oaklandsheriff.com, and right there on the page there's a stop sign-esque looking logo called Stopped. That's the name of the program. If you click on that, that will link you to a voluntary sign-up program where you give us some basic information. Next, the Michigan Sheriff Association will then send you a participation decal and a number, and you're on board. You just put that in the car that your teenager drives, and if they get stopped by an agency that participates, you'll get a letter saying exactly what happened. Hopefully, you know, it will also have a psychological impact on the young person to realize that if I get stopped, mom and dad are going to know So I'm going to be a little more prudent, a little less sometimes showing off at certain situations that we know occur, because we know statistically the more kids that are in a car, the more likely there's going to be dangerous behavior. So it might put them a little more on alert to drive a little safer, pay a little more attention to the job at hand, and that combination with mom and dad getting the information, we hope will save some lives.
What are some troubling situations that young drivers experience while on the road?
Well, you know, they get overconfident. They are a new driver. They feel comfortable behind the wheel. They're used to doing the basic things. And the problem comes that when they overshoot their skill set, they haven't had to deal with an emergency that occurs, a car in front of them slamming on the brakes or blowing a tire or something happening that requires a quick reaction that sometimes may be experiential in background, where you've done it before, you understand, you know how much room you have to leave to stop or where to go if you have to swerve. You've thought these through or you've done those. For a young driver, they haven't been in those situations, and unfortunately they haven't had those experiences to know, I need to leave a little more room in snowy or rainy conditions. I need to think about, if the car ahead of me slams on its brakes, can I move to the right or can I move to the left? If I move to the left, is it head-on traffic? If I move to the right, is it a tree? They have to be thinking about those things all the time, so when that instantaneous emergency arises, they know what their out is. They know how to react to it. And so, you know, we encourage them to think about that, to realize it even though everyday driving may become commonplace, you can't become lax. You can't become complacent in your driving, because in that instant an emergency could occur, and that's when your skill set may not keep up with the danger in front of you, unless you're practicing, unless you're thinking, and unless you're paying attention.
Okay, once again, can you just let us know where we can find more information on this program?
Sure. They can go to our website, oaklandsheriff.com, and press on the link, the icon that says stopped. It looks like a little stop sign. And that will connect you to the program for a voluntary sign-up as a parent and get you involved in the program and set for notification. And if you have any questions on anything, don't be afraid to call our office or email. You can also email our office on that webpage, and we'll do whatever we can to help you and your young drivers get through this sometimes stressful time.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today, Sheriff Bouchard.
Sure. Thank you.
For more information about the STOP program and other safety tips, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's website at www.oaklandsheriff.com. For everyone listening in, we'd like to thank you for spending this time with us. We hope that parents get involved in the STOP program to help keep their children safe while on the roads. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for a future podcast topic, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com.
This has been another Oakland County, Michigan Government News and Information Podcast produced by Oakland County eGovernment.